Correct me if I am getting this wrong, but in today's world, the way we put ourselves out there and the way we position our personal brand in a particular or a certain way are becoming extremely popular in ways that they appear to be imperative in ensuring that we are growing and leaving a mark behind. Appearances and salesmanship have taken a precedence over expressions. There is this continuous narrative of building your personal brand, isn't it? In ways, such aspects have become a part of self-development modules. This is what we will unfold today by the end of this episode 5 at the Unfold Learning podcast, where by the end of this, you might end up feeling a bit delusional, but trust me on this, you will also feel empowered to break the stereotypes of the pretense that we are supposed to create in a conventional way and this whole aspect of saying yes to everything. So let's begin. The advancement of technology, with that, the interconnectedness has increased, and honestly, I am not against it. But I'm also someone who will choose to be mindful and try to see the other side of it. Majority of our time these days goes in the real world where we are exposed to the aspects of what others are doing and experiencing. All that glitter world through several filters generated by AI. And in small ways, bit by bit and bite by bite, it is leaving us all feel a bit insecure, transient, and leaving with a sense of FOMO, also called as the fear of missing out. Furthermore, when we get into the professional setting, aspects like personal branding, networking, leveraging all opportunities, presenting yourself, the craft of salesmanship, etc., 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 are becoming the fundamentals of growth and progress. With all of this that is surrounding us across all spaces, irrespective of who you are, where you come from, in today's world, slowly and in a very subtle way, the definition of success is about being measured by how much we are able to say yes to. And that fundamentally is leading to an aspect where individuals are fearing to reject or say no because there is that sense of losing out on something. So we present ourselves in a certain way, in a particular way, even if it is false. We value how people will perceive us versus how we really, really feel. We network superficially, but not value knowing people deeply and closely. And this is where I wonder, where is all of this coming from? That is preventing us or limiting us to take a stand, to reject a few things, and to start building this capacity or this skill of saying no instead of submitting ourselves to saying yes to every single thing. Now, let's take this opportunity to unfold this one at a time. It is the economic opportunity that we see around us. Now, let's understand what I'm trying to say. The economic system promotes such deception where people say polite things even when they don't want to. People will agree if they don't, and people will pretend to be friends with people they don't actually like. Isn't it true? I mean, I will be amazed to know that this is not a fact experienced by us everywhere at all times. And at this point in time, just to understand where this group is, I would request you to put your thoughts and feelings into the comment section so that I understand where we are moving and how we are moving. But it will also help me to know how relevant is this aspect for you all and for us all. Right? So do comment. Additionally, it also helps me to feel encouraged that you are there with me. Right? Okay. So I was talking about the economic opportunity. Now let's try and understand it with some examples. The economic system promotes such deception where people choose a certain kind of a pretense. And I'm not saying that these things are bad, or I'm trying to throw it off to a different spectrum altogether or the other end of the spectrum. But my submission to you all is this, that we need to take a step back and understand what is really playing out. How is it going to affect us? Eventually, how is it going to impact the character that we intend to build and the kind of human being we intend to be, right? If you ask me, I feel in today's time, the downside is essentially the loss of trust among us. Are we seeing each other as an opportunity or real connections? It seems there is so much of pressure to be liked by others that people have started to reconfigure themselves and position themselves basis who they are connecting with or who they are interacting with. And I wonder how such an environment will impact the generations to come, will impact the younger generations. I really think about if anyone would continue to value or even experience true relationships or emotions like love, empathy, compassion, or trust. And the subtle compounding effect of these experiences, where we are surrounded with aspects that compel us to affirm, that compel us to say yes to, puts us in the trap of saying yes again and again because we fear missing out on anything particular. So what really is stopping us from saying no or rejecting? Let's unfold this, because this is where a lot of answers will lie, and this is where we have an opportunity to understand ourselves better. Again, why? To be a better human being, right? We must admit that we live in a world that succumbs to the positivity or consumer culture. Many of us have been indoctrinated with the belief that we should try to be inherently saying yes to everything and affirmative as possible. Be it the advertisements that we see, be it the influencers that we scroll through, even be it the application that we choose to download with the terms and conditions, we are compelled to say a yes in a very subtle way. The account that we would want to create on social media, we are saying a lot of yes to different things without even thinking or being mindful, right? A lot of self-help books, right, that we read, all of these aspects in a very subtle way tells us to be open to everything, to be open about all opportunity and say yes to everything and everyone. That's where my problem is. Again, I will reiterate the fact that the idea that I'm trying to establish and the way I would want to submit myself is for us to take a step back and think about how often are we able to say no to people, to say no to things, and then in retrospect realize that, oh, we should have done that or we shouldn't have done that. Right? That is the premise of this particular topic. Because consumer culture is very good at making us want more and more. And underneath all the hype and marketing, the implication is about the more is always better. And that may not be true in all cases. We are taught to strive irrespective. Right? We are taught and compelled to fear the aspect of missing out in a big way, so much so that we often feel or find ourselves to be stuck. Let me give some examples. If we feel stuck at something and choose to get out, then we are labeled as quitter. Or let's take a simple example. If we choose to get stuck at one thing, how often do we reach out for help? Right? How many of us pursued our education in the field that we wanted to? How often do we find people around us who are stuck in their relationship and both the individuals are not doing good to each other, yet they are stuck there because they are fearing to say no to each other and to that relationship? How many of us are thinking about quitting jobs and moving on and take some risk? How often have we said yes to extra work and overcommitting and ended up compromising our personal time, our time with family, and our mental health? I can give you zillions of examples, and I'm sure you will be able to connect with them and relate with them because these are not new. And I'm 100% sure that we all have experienced these in some shape or form. In some shape or form, where we are saying yes to everything and anything, and we are just striving and not thriving. Because there is always that lingering fear that stems in from the fact that, what if I miss XYZ? What if people think XYZ? And that's the rut that we are stuck in, which leads to the avoidance of rejection and saying no. The avoidance of rejection or saying no, both giving and receiving, is often sold to us in a way that makes ourselves feel better or worse. But avoiding rejections or saying no gives us a short-term pleasure by making us directionless and spineless in the longer run. So this is my submission, that we need to start saying no. Otherwise, we stand for nothing. If nothing is better or more desirable than anything else, then we are empty. For live our lives without any purpose and end up glorifying this whole question of what is my purpose, right? I believe in this because to truly appreciate something, one must confine themselves to it. There is a certain level of joy and meaning when you have spent decades investing in a single relationship, a single craft, a single career, and you cannot achieve those decades of investment without rejecting or saying no to alternatives. There is a reason why it is said that 10,000 hours will lead to that level of excellence, because you build the capacity to say no or to reject to things. And this is the premise of unfolding today. This is what I would want you to unfold and take back. If I value integrity and honesty with my relationships, then I will choose to make my marriage the most important thing and say no to all forms of distractions in any manner they would come across to me. If I deeply value friendships, then I will choose to say no to the superficial networking scheme that exists around me, because I will connect only if I want to connect, not because I see an opportunity in someone or I see a leverage in someone. That's what I'm saying no to. These are healthy decisions and require rejection and saying no. To value something, you need to start saying no. Right? Or let me put it in this way. Because I know you might counter me saying that, oh, then are you trying to say that we should say no to everything? We should never say no. It is, let's not oversimplify things. What I'm trying to say is, always be mindful of what you are saying yes to and what you are saying no to. right? Because it's two ends of a spectrum. If you pick one, the other will automatically get picked. And therefore, that mindfulness is important. And therefore, it is important to understand what would you choose to say no to. Remember, we are defined by what we choose to reject or say no to. Those who don't understand this eventually live a valueless, pleasure-driven, self-absorbed life, and all they give a damn is about how to survive a bit longer. In a simple way, honesty is a natural human craving, but part of having that honesty in our lives is becoming comfortable with rejection and saying no or hearing no. This makes our relationships better and emotional lives healthier. So now let us summarize what we have unfolded and talked about. And as we conclude, I would want to leave you with a food for thought. Yeah. So as humans, we are often happier with less. Don't get me wrong. In no way, I'm not saying that you need not be ambitious. You need not have audacious goals. You should. And that is a different thing. But what I'm trying to say is with the context of saying no and rejecting. When we are overloaded with options and opportunities, we suffer from what psychologists refer to as the choice paradox or choice paralysis. Basically, the more choices that we have, the less satisfied we become with the choice that we made. Why? Because the choice that we made, with that, we also keep thinking about the choices that we did not make. And then we keep second guessing, we self-doubt, agonize about the choice that we eventually made. And that leads us to avoid commitment. Now, what I want to leave you with is the correlation between saying no with commitment eventually leading to the idea of freedom. Now, let's understand this better. Investing in one person, investing in one place, may deny us the breadth of opportunities we can experience, but the rewards of experiencing the depth of an experience cannot be compared. Too many words. Let's try to simplify this. When you are pursuing a wide breadth of experiences, there are diminishing returns to each new adventure. Now, let me give you my example. While I was growing up, the only thought of liberation and freedom for me was to be free, right? Without anything. I was like, I want to travel, I want to move out of my house, I want to move to places, etc., etc., etc. Now, after a point in time, when I have moved out of my house, when I have traveled across places, when I have engaged with different and several aspects of what exists in the world, the impact of the return has continued to diminish or lessen over time, and it has become like the business as usual. So when you leave your home for the first time, your country, you experience a thrill because you are just coming out of that narrow experience. But when you would continue to do it for long and you would have ended up visiting 20 countries, you lose that thrill and excitement, right? That's what I'm trying to explain. And it exists with material aspects and positions as well. The older you get, the more experienced you become, the less significant each new experience affects you. I am not saying that don't experience the opportunities. I am not at all saying that. I'm saying that you need to experience those breadth of opportunities. But remember, absolute freedom, I repeat, absolute freedom in itself means nothing. Freedom is a choice of commitment to one place, one belief or person or things. Commitment, in a way, offers a wealth of opportunity and experiences that otherwise would never be available to us. there is a freedom and liberation in that commitment. I hope you are able to make the connection in terms of what I'm trying to say by pushing you to think of saying no, which will lead to commitment, and that will eventually lead to liberation or that freedom. Because with commitment, you are no longer distracted by the unimportant and frivolous. Commitment hones your attention and focus, directing them towards things that are most efficient at making you healthy and happy. Commitment makes decision making much easier. You don't experience the choice paralysis. Like I said, I agree that even the breadth of experience is important. Of course, you should, you must, you have to explore. But my submission to you is to explore with a lens that will help you to understand what is worth investing yourself in or with. And remember, the depth is where the gold is buried, and you have to stay committed to something to dig deep and find it. Relationships, career, lifestyles, health, and everything. That's my time. Thank you very much for being here. I've been told that by the end of the videos, it's almost like a 10% of the group versus those who have joined at the start. So I hope you're in those 10%. Do not forget to subscribe this channel, Unfold Learning Podcast. A lot of content is brewing for you all. And my effort and commitment is to come in and improve one thing at every single time with every single episode. I hope you like the content. Do subscribe to the channel. You can follow me or the Unfold Learning Podcast on Instagram for regular updates. Do leave your comment. It just helps me to understand where the group is. And also, it is always extremely encouraging to engage in a constructive discussion and also engage with folks who are out there. That's it that I would leave you with. Till then, take care of yourself. And remember, you will always have a choice, and it is important to internalize the skill of saying no to experience happiness and freedom.